In this episode, we're going to discuss the principles of transformational leadership and how you can use this philosophy to change the way you work with, manage, and lead others. Previously, we have explained how leadership is a function of relationship, whereas management is a function of authority and of power. We'd like to explore that idea a little further and start to see if we can deepen your understanding of that topic. Our starting point for that discussion is the most basic question that you could ask any employee anywhere in the world. Why do you do what your boss or your company asks you to do? Generally, the answer to that question falls into one of two categories. The first being, I do what I'm asked to do because that's my duty, that's my role. Perhaps out of fear, I don't want to be punished, or perhaps even out of desire for reward, for bonus. Maybe I see it as a way to enhance my career. The other answers that you get when you ask that question include, because I trust the person that's asking me, because I respect them, because I would enjoy the task that I'm being asked to do, because I feel I'll learn something, or perhaps because I agree with it, it feels like the right thing to do. When you imagine these two columns and you think about the difference between the two, you could see that the first set of answers are around, I have to do it. Really, I don't have much choice in the matter. The second set of answers are around, I want to do it. And so the motivations are quite different. On the one hand, we've got a very external motivation, a force, essentially, asking me to do something. The other being an internal motivation, which is, I want to, I desire it. These two things are known as transactional and transformational leadership, and they are two very different motivations. Transactional motivations are essentially influenced by power relationships. Transformational relationships are influenced by the level of trust and respect that we have for the person or the organisation offering us the particular task or opportunity. If we put these ideas into the context of leadership and management, you'll see that transactional relationship is very closely aligned with a management-based relationship. Transformational relationships are much more closely aligned with leadership. So now you can start to ask yourself, when I do the things that I'm asked to do by my boss or my company, am I doing it because I have to, or am I doing it because I want to? And those tasks where you feel you have to do it are probably tasks that are more management-led. And those tasks that you want to, where you're desiring to do that task, are probably much more leadership-orientated. So if it's so straightforward, where does it go wrong? Well, when you look at transactional relationships, essentially where we're doing things because we have to do it, because it's our duty, our responsibility, or perhaps because we're worried about punishment or we're interested in a reward in something, you'll find that these things are actually very quick and easy to apply. As a line manager, these are very simple things to do in order to get people to do what we need them to. The transformational end of the spectrum, however, built on relationships, is much slower, much harder, much more of an art than a science. We have to get much more emotionally involved in the person that we're either delegating to or assigning work to. The truth is that most leaders and managers, and indeed organisations, are finding themselves under a huge amount of pressure at the moment. And as such, time becomes a critical resource. So what we tend to do is default to a transactional style. It's quicker, it's easier, and it gives visible results in a very short space of time. However, that comes at a heavy price in terms of our employees, who are working because they have to, not because they want to. And this causes our employees to have a very shallow relationship with us as their employer. Let me explain that further. Think about the word transactional and the meaning that sits behind it. A transaction is where I give you something and you give me something back in exchange. So as an employee with an employer, The transaction that we most often think about is, I give you my time and you give me money in return for that time. Now that sounds very straightforward. And in fact, that's what we sign up to when we take a job on. I'll give you X number of hours and in return you give me X amount of salary. However, it goes wrong, of course. Because right now, the chances are that you're asking more and more of your employees. And as such, as they work longer hours or take on more responsibilities or give more, so the transaction seems less fair. More often than not, people are not getting extra money for this extra effort and extra time. Most organisations have it as an expectation. And so the transaction seems less fair. And this is what causes disengagement in our workforce. Moreover, if the only hold we have over our employees is the compensation that they get for the work that they do, it's very easy for them to leave or for other companies to steal our talent simply by putting more compensation on the table. For these reasons, and many others, transformational leadership is much more desirable in today's organisations. It's more interesting, it's a more positive working relationship, and when you think of a transformational relationship with an employee, since it's not based on compensation, it's based on the employee getting satisfaction from the work. The relationship between the employee and the employer is much deeper and much stronger. As a result, what we see is greater levels of commitment and higher levels of engagement. So let's have a look at what characterizes each behavior so that you can audit your approach and see how much of what you do is transformational and how much is transactional. Let's take the transformational side first. So what is it that we can do that causes people to want to do things? Well, on this side, you want to have a look at how much passion do we show or do our leaders show when they're talking about the work? How much team spirit is there? And how much encouragement is there for people to work as a team? Equality is a critical factor for transformational leadership. Do you see yourself as more important or different? Or do we see ourselves and our team members as being equal? Do the systems and processes demonstrate that equality of people? Another feature which is interesting is that transformational leadership challenges the norm and breaks the rules. Essentially, it looks at the way things are done and says, do they have to be that way or could we do it differently? When you start breaking rules and breaking patterns, we naturally move to becoming more transformational and engagement also increases. Encouraging people to think for themselves, the idea of autonomy, is very important in transformational leadership. Are people encouraged to think, or are they simply told what to do? Finally, do they see you supporting them and fighting on their behalf? In particular, in leadership terms, it's important that we are the representative of our team out into the organisation, and so the team need to know that you're fighting for them and supporting them. Let's have a look at the transactional end of the spectrum. So this is the type of things that we do that cause people to feel that they have to do something. This includes where things are perceived to be unfair or you have management that's perhaps quite negatively orientated. Repetitive work can become very transactional. How the organisation operates in terms of targets and measures will push people towards a transactional end. For example, if the targets are seen to be either impossible or if the measures are set in high levels of detail. Control systems play a part here as well. So having lots of control systems can take away people's sense of freedom. And this can cause people to feel that they have to do things. Overuse of both punishment and reward systems will play a part. So if we're too quick to punish, or if we have a lot of systems for punishment, and the same is true for reward even. So if we heavily incentivize people through financial rewards, for example, this will also cause a transactional relationship. The same is true for authority and power. If there's too much focus on authority, seniority and power, this will all cause employees to feel a transactional relationship with you as a leader and with the company that they're working for. Our hope is that armed with this information, you can start to evaluate how much of my behaviour or our behaviour as an organisation is focused on the transformational end of the spectrum and how much of what we do is at the transactional end. You could also start to ask people, are you doing things because you have to or because you want to? This will enable you to get a sense of where you are. Listen into future episodes to find tips and techniques to strengthen and develop your transformational leadership style. This has been Chris Atkinson. Thanks for listening.